Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And you have tuned in to Where Am I Going?, where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and we search for meaningful answers. And I just unplugged the music. How are you, Perla?
Doing fine.
Good. It's hot. It is still freaking summer.
It's the last weekend before Labor Day, so I'm wearing my white shorts.
And I'm wearing my white sweats. Not that we're sitting together in the studio, so that's kind of nice. It's almost, I mean, well, September is on Tuesday. Can you believe that?
I know.
It's just crazy to think about. Well,
where's time gone?
I know. Well, we had a couple of really notable people die today. James Earl Jones, that wonderful voice of his. Of course, I loved it when he was in that Kevin Costner movie about the baseball players.
Oh, didn't he sound great? I mean,
yeah.
I never understood his role there, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was a famous, remember, he was a famous, like, author.
Yeah, he should have been God.
I know. Yeah, so that's a huge loss. And then one of my all-time favorite authors, Oliver Sacks, who's a neurologist, and he wrote, well, many things like The Awakenings, that was a movie with Robin Williams, but he wrote a book, many, many books about our brain and consciousness, and The Man Who Thought His Wife Was a Hat was my favorite book. So those are two legends and experts in their fields, and that was I'm sorry to hear that this morning.
Is that a Venus retro thing?
You know, I think it's more, you know how Mercury, we have, so listeners, what we have going on right now is, we've talked about this, but Venus is retrograde until September the 6th, and then last night we had a super moon, which means it's also it's called a red moon because it's when the orbit of the moon is closest to the Earth. And you know how the moon rules tides and water of every kind? So a sea of emotions happen when we have a full moon, especially in a super moon. That will look, it's happening with, you know, the hurricane that's hitting, you know, Puerto Rico and on and on into Florida. And then Mercury goes retrograde the 17th through October the 9th. And Perla and I feel it's so important that next week's show is going to highlight exactly what Mercury retrograde is and what you can do to survive that time.
Because it's really not necessarily bad. It's
no.
You got to know how to survive it.
Exactly.
What it's all about.
Yeah, it's a wonderful time. Anything that starts with an RE, reflect, review, reevaluate, refinance, it's a wonderful time to rewrite. You can rewrite my book proposal, so on and so on. So it's a wonderful time, but just knowing how to navigate that time is super important, so we'll be talking about that next week. But because we have so many things going on in the heavens, we thought it would be really fun to do this, what is feng shui, because when in activating your love section of your homes, because when Venus goes retrograde, that is the planet of love and relationships. So a lot of relationships go haywire.
And emotional. People get really emotional.
Yes.
But that's also our ruling planet for Libra and Taurus.
Yeah, that's right, ruling planet. So that's super interesting. And then with the full moon, yesterday was in Pisces, which is a deeply mystical time. And full moons, listeners, are a wonderful time to take action. New moons are a great time to manifest. But when a full moon, it's a great time to say things like, I'm going to take action with my diet and give up sugar because I know that it's going to help my health and eventually prevent me from getting diabetes. You have to be really specific in your actions. But, yeah, so it's...
So mine was, I'm going to eat all the candy I can and not gain weight.
Well, there you go. And so you're trying right now because I can hear you smacking over there. Smack of those M&Ms.
You put the M&Ms right next to me.
I know, because they're not in my part of the studio. So that's terrific. And I just returned from Miyama, which is at the Enchantment Resort in the beautiful Sedona, Arizona. And I had a five-day retreat on feng shui and had some wonderful, wonderful ladies, mainly from the Northeast, New Jersey and so forth, because I don't think their school starts until after Labor Day. So they had, you know, they were all there. And it was just a lovely time. And I got, I tripped over a javelina when I was running, and that was kind of interesting. And then a hot air balloon.
Poor javelina.
I know, right? And then a hot air balloon landed right in front of my car. I mean, anything happens out there in that wacky world of Sedona. But it was terrific, and I got to see one of my dearest friends, Christopher Barber, who is has been a guest on the show and possibly one of our most popular guests on the show. So anytime I get to see Christopher, it's always a good trip.
He's such a doll.
He is. A wonderful man. What, and next time I get to see his mom, he said. So I'm looking forward to coming back, going back to Sedona. So that's kind of where we are. So I lectured for 5 days on feng shui, and then I go to Boulder Tuesday to lecture on feng shui, and then meet with Deborah Silverman, who's an astrologist. So we'll have some really interesting facts about Mercury retrograde and other things coming up. But first of all, we just wanted to, you know, briefly review everyone on what is feng shui. And if you want to call in, you can certainly do that at 760-542-4307. That's 760-542-4307. Or you can certainly go into the chat room. I've just launched that. So what is feng shui? Well, feng shui actually is briefly is thousands of years old. And we know that the emperor who is responsible for what is famous, the famous terracotta warriors, was really the first known burial ground that was feng shuied. And that's really interesting to me. In other words, he wanted a better afterlife. He wanted the energy to flow through all of his burial grounds. And so we know that that was feng shuied. And it was a royalty-held secret for centuries. And then it seeped out into the Chinese community and culture, and then eventually over to the West. But it is really harnessing energy that comes into your home, very similar to quantum physics, in that everything in the subatomic world has energy, and everything in feng shui has energy. Anything that's alive has energy. So you have power points in your home, and what we want to talk about tonight is activating your love corner. But before we can activate your love corner, Perla, we got to get the energy in your house.
So how do you do that?
Well, everything is about your front door. So just make sure your front door is free of clutter, and it's always nice to have the five elements, water, and water can be, you know, the color black, and we can have the color of earth, wood, metal, and air. So
when you say water, okay. So it doesn't mean
fire,
it should be right on the door. Like you could have maybe like a water fountain right behind the door?
You can, or you can have a black mat because it can be represented in the color.
Okay.
Or it can be represented in the actual thing. So when you have fire, of course, you don't necessarily have a fireplace at your front door, but you can have the color red or the shape of a triangle. So the five elements in feng shui, again, fire, water, wood, earth, and metal, have to be represented in each of your living spaces. So just tonight, we're going to talk about your love section of your home. And so, listeners, if you can think about your front door, and if you're driving, just imagine you're at your front door, and you're standing at your front door, and as you're doing that, what is the furthest right-hand side of your home? For many, it's a garage. It could be you could be missing it. It could be a bathroom. What is the furthest point from the front door? So if you really have to draw kind of a box, even though many of our homes are not a box, but if whatever that is, like, for example, my furthest corner happens to be missing because I have to draw a line from, like, from where my house begins and ends all the way around. So my house is in shape of like an L, if you can imagine that. So I have a chunk missing. But because I have to square it off, I have to really figure out then what is that part that's missing, and it's my love section.
Would you have bought that house if you knew your love section was missing?
You know, I mean, knowing what I know now, probably not. Mm-hmm. But there are many ways that you can activate your love sections when it's missing. What I did, listeners, is my love sections at my backyard. So I closed it in energetically by using crystals, and I put red geraniums and gigantic hearts that are pottery hearts around my pool and energetically closed that in. If you're missing yours like I am, just make sure that your plants never die, because that's, you know, that would be a bad, you know, like your relationships are dying. So even if you don't want a significant other, you still have relationships with your children, your coworkers, your friends. So it's an important part of the Bagua, what we call the Bagua. It's an important power center of your home. So how do you maximize that area? Again, like we were talking about the front door, free of clutter, You need to get rid of anything broken in that area, and that includes a broken chair. Anything broken, it breaks the chi, because you want the energy of feng shui. The principles are you bring the energy into your home and harness it through these different power sections of your home. So you're going to want to use colors, Perla. That would be, you know, like rose colors or reds. Tell us about your love section of your home.
Mine is the garage.
And so what did you do?
I cleaned it out completely. First of all, you know, you told me I had to keep it clean, even though a garage is where you put your junk,
right,
and clutter. Well, I got rid of all the stuff I didn't need, but there's still stuff in there that, you know, but I kept it nice and organized because mm-hmm. you can have, like, containers and, you know, keep it organized.
Right, right.
It shouldn't be cluttered. And I painted it red and pink.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's going a little overboard, but I guess
no.
People drive into my garage and they say, oh, my God, this looks like Barbie's house.
And did you do anything? Did you hang anything or do
in the love sector corners, because, you know, the you said that every room has a love sector. So when you walk in there, the furthest right corner, I got this decal of the phoenix and the dragon.
The phoenix is about rebirth.
The phoenix and the dragon.
And the dragon. Oh, okay. Great.
For power.
Right.
I hung the bagua.
Good.
So, but, you know, basically it's a challenge keeping it clean because it is the garage. So.
Yeah, but you've done a wonderful job. So, listeners, if your room is something like a garage, you can take an example from Perla and clean it up, declutter it, paint it, because who sees it doesn't even matter. And I would also suggest maybe hanging something like a crystal or a wind chime above that corner to really move that energy around. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you're going to want to do in your love corner, of course, is, you know, keep it clean. But let's just say that your love corner is a bathroom. This is really important in feng shui. You must close the door of every bathroom and laundry room in your home, because the energy goes straight down the drain. By closing the door, you close off that energy and hang a little small mirror at eye level that bounces the energy back off. So close the door, but in that bathroom, you could do what Perla did. Paint it a different, you know, a wonderful color, or bring in some silk flowers, which were from the earth, so they're okay. They're not dead. They're silk. And have a little, you know, pink and red or something flower arrangement there. And again, keep it clean, nothing broken, but always keep that door closed.
Well, you know, my bathroom is right next to the garage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I didn't take any chances. You know, around Valentine's Day, they sell everything heart.
Oh.
Shower curtains, red cups, red anything. So I stocked up.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The bathroom is got, like, really nice pink and red colors, too.
Well, I want to, and you make a good point, depending on, you know, wherever your love section is, everyone has a master bedroom. And I know that your master bedroom is not in your love section, and mine is not in my love section. But let's talk a little bit about that, because it's still an opportunity to support any relationship. So some things that you're going to want to do there is, example, you must have a headboard, because headboards support a relationship. So that is really, really important to have a headboard. And you're going to want to hang something over the headboard that depicts love to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be two butterflies or two of anything. It could be a strong mountain, which is strength. If you are in a relationship, it could be a piece of art that you bought on a trip, a honeymoon or something. But one thing you never want to hang, a couple things you never want to hang over your bed, is a body of water, because then you are underwater, and that's never good, so you're struggling. And you never want to hang anything that would depict single energy, like a picture of yourself, or here's a great example. I feng shui'd a home, a lovely, beautiful woman in Albuquerque who wanted a relationship. She's been single for 10 years. She has a son who is 12, and she's in her mid-40s, and I walked in her bedroom, which also happened to be her love section, and guess what was over the bed? You're not even going to believe it.
What?
A picture, a gigantic, beautiful picture, almost looking like a painting of her son when he was a baby, which is like the cardinal sin, because that's another thing you don't want in your bedroom or photographs of your family, because that is your sanctuary. Again, even if you're not in a relationship and you want to be in a relationship, you want to bring that loving energy into the room. So I would also suggest that you have two end tables that match, and on those end tables you have lamps that match. And if I were looking for love, I would leave the lamp, the night lamp, on the side of the bed that you want your significant other to sleep at for 9 hours a day. Nine is a very auspicious number in feng shui, and that light on is illuminating the path for that person to come find you. And further, I would put a couple of pairings on that night, so, you know, a couple of candles or something. But also, I would leave the drawer empty so that the person would have a place to put their things when they arrive. So in other words, Perla, you're really inviting that energy into the home in a very meaningful way.
Well, now I think you told me to put a pair of ducks.
Yeah, a pair of ducks, because you know why? Do you remember why I told you that? Because mallard ducks mate for life.
Oh.
If one of them dies, then the other one never, ever, ever goes into a relationship again. They're very loyal animals. I find that so interesting in the animal kingdom, that there's so many times that we don't think that animals are smart or intelligent or as intelligent as us. And let me tell you, we're one species of millions and millions on this planet. And when Mother Earth is sick of us, we will be gone like the flies that we are. She will just shake us right out of here, which is kind of happening now. But, yeah, so mallard ducks is a great, 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 great symbolism. Anything that symbolizes, you know, love or lasting to you. Now, here's something you don't want, something that I've seen. Walked into a bedroom and I saw a lot of threes, Perla, three dolphins, three candles, three pillows on the bed, three this, three that. And, of course, I had to say to the woman, I'm not getting in your business and there's no judgment, but are you in a triangle relationship? And she said, yes, I'm having an affair with my boss and I don't want to. So we started grouping things in twos. And another thing that I think, Perla, you can relate to, what you don't want in your bedroom is anything single like the Lady of Guadalupe. If you have the Lady of Guadalupe in your bedroom, put a Diego with it. If you have one angel, put two angels in there. So, and one other thing that I saw, one of the worst love sections I've ever seen, ever. I walked into this beautiful home, gorgeous. Woman was very attractive. She wanted to have a relationship. We go to her love section, and guess what is hanging on the wall in her love section? Marilyn Monroe. Did she ever have a successful relationship?
No.
No, and you know, I understand she was a very smart woman and very well-read and really played that persona that worked real well for her, but she never had a successful relationship, and it was cluttered and this and that. Anyway, long story short, the woman took Marilyn down, and she repurposed it. You don't have to get rid of stuff. You don't have to buy things. She put it in her fame section because she was very famous and very successfully famous, and decluttered, got out a lot of this horrible ex-husband energy, and she's in a very successful relationship. Oh, and the woman that took her son off the wall, she is in a very loving relationship, and I most likely, I think this could be the man that she marries. Time will tell. So it's just all—it's all good. It's all good.
So, and you know, one thing that I learned, you know, when you tell me put the ducks up there and stuff, because it's really hard to find a feng shui shop.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you could just Google stuff. And they're on.
Yeah, that's
on. There's lots of feng shui shops all over.
Yeah, there's a great idea, or just, you know, you could even feng shui things to do in your bedroom. Another thing. Listeners, I don't know why in the West we are so attached to our chest of drawers, but we are so attached to that and the mirror that goes over it. But mirrors, and that includes a television, invite in a third-party energy. Now, again, I'm not judging you. Whatever you do behind closed doors is your business. But if that is something that you do not want, a third party in your relationship, then I tell people, you know, if you're that hung up and you don't want your chest of drawers mirror and you want that television, just take a nice red pashmina or something and cover those up when you're asleep, because that's a really important time, you know, when you're, that energy is asleep. So just cover those up.
Like the TV, I've got a little TV in my bedroom that.
Yeah, so just cover that up, Perla. And Also, a lot of us have bathrooms attached to our bedrooms. So again, just close that up. Now, Perla, you don't. I know that your situation is that you don't have a door to your bedroom. What do you do to seal that up? Did you do that energetically?
What do you mean?
Like in your bedroom, how do you get to the bathroom?
There's a door that.
Oh yeah, oh, that's right. Okay, so you just
keep it closed.
Just
with
keep
the mirror outside. Huh?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
So no mirrors. Keep the bathroom door closed. No television. No family photos, and no single energy. And that includes one pillow or one. Just don't do it. Just. This is a perfect opportunity to group things in twos. Perfect opportunity.
Nice little paintings of flowers. And
yeah, you want it to look inviting. You want it to look like a sanctuary. And one thing that I told this really beautiful gal up in Albuquerque, because she had two nightstands that matched. She had beautiful nightstands. She had two lamps that matched. So she was already doing a lot of things. But in the nights, I said, this is what I always do when I go to people's bedrooms. What side of the bed do you sleep in? Because we all have our favorite side. Well, she was a right-hand sleeper like me. So I said, okay, you're going to keep the lamp on the left-hand side for 9 hours, but also, you know, leave room for it. And I opened up the drawer, and it's just packed with stuff. So she's putting things in boxes and so forth. And she sent me the nicest email, and she said, I just wanted you to know when this relationship came into my life and it started to become serious and he slept over for the first night, he had his phone, a pen, his keys, and he was putting them on the nightstand, and she said, no, go ahead and open up the drawer, just as she had imagined he would do.
Huh.
And I asked her to do something kind of silly. You might think it's silly, listeners, but I am a big believer in prayer and a big believer in the present moment. So I would encourage her to say things before she went to bed, like, you know, how was your day? Like, talk to her. How was your day? And I hope you're healthy. And, you know, however you want to communicate. And then thank God. I'm so grateful that this person is on the planet. I'm so grateful that they're healthy. I'm so grateful that they're in a loving relationship with their family. Whatever it is that you want to say, but it's present moment, because it is. Because it's just a matter of time and timing and a little destiny and karma for you to meet this person. So when you anticipate and believe that they're going to arrive and show up in your life at the perfect moment, because it's all about God's plan, right, then they will. And so if you're not attached to what they look like or what religion they are or even where they're from or where they live, any of that, then you're really bringing in that energy. Do you remember, Perla, all those years ago when you met me?
Uh-huh.
And I said to you that I was going to get married.
And I thought you were crazy.
And you said, oh, well, congratulations. You know, who is he? And I said, I don't know, because I haven't met him yet.
But you told me I'm getting married this year.
I'm getting married this year because I just strongly felt that. And when I saw Barry for the first time, of course, I thought he was a busboy. I looked at him and I said, well, there you go. I'm going to marry myself a busboy. Ended up, listeners, he was a busboy, yes, at a restaurant that was his, but he was an orthopedic surgeon in a small town. But again, he was not my quote-unquote type. He has blonde hair and blue eyes, and I really always went for that dark hair, dark eyes person. And when I called my mother, I said, yeah, you know, but mother, I'm just so confused because he's not my type. And she said, your type hasn't been working for you for a long time. So there you go. And so that's very true. So if you don't get tied up on their profession, because if I would have said, oh, Lord, I don't want to marry, you know, I don't want to get involved with the doctor because they're, you know, they're kind of strange people, which they are, but he's not. Then, you know what, so just be open and honest with yourself and believe and release the need to control the outcome, because God's got your back and he knows exactly what is best for you. And
so, Michelle, so this, you're talking about people who want to bring love into their lives.
Yes.
But what about, there's lots of people out there that already have their mate. They already have the love in their life.
Okay, good point. So then here's what you're going to do. Because believe me, after 16 years with the same person, you know, relationships are challenging. They are challenging. And I have also found that relationships are like the ocean. You know, you have big waves that roll in and go out. And so, you know, sometimes you're riding a wave and sometimes you're waiting for the tide to come in. And that's just the fact. So when you do these feng shui tips, like you're in a relationship and you cover up your chest of drawers mirror and your television, you're not inviting that third-party energy into your home. And when you activate your room with those five elements and make sure it's balanced, that you don't have too much fire, too much, you know, everything is a balance, then you are having a balanced relationship, because our home is an outward expression of our inner self. So our home is really a blueprint of what's going on. So if you walk into someone's home and it's cluttered and it's chaotic, can you not tell what's happening in their life?
Yeah.
Exactly. And the reason why you don't want clutter in your house is because it really blocks that energy. Think of your home as we would think of our bodies and the 112 meridian lines, energy points that exist. And that's in the tradition of acupuncture, which I believe in. And or just if you know about the chakras and the seven chakras, and they're in our body, they're an energy system, and they can get cluttered up with, you know, a lot of different diseases and so forth. Well, the same thing applies to your home. You don't want the clutter in your home to block any of the energy. So it's super, super important. If you don't remember anything else about tonight's show, the three things I want you to remember is, number one, your front door has to have the five elements, and use it. Use your front door. Honor that dragon, as we say in feng shui. Honor the energy that is the only entry point in your home is your front door, and you must honor it by using it. Number two, declutter. We have too much stuff anyway. Perla, I commend you. I'm doing that. My garage, thank goodness, is not attached to my home, but I am so in the mood of getting rid of stuff, you have no idea. Just get rid of it.
If you need everything, just organize it.
Just organize it. But a lot of the stuff I'm just repurposing, giving away. There's Goodwill. I know that that was a real, that was a nonprofit that you love. I take clothes from people who are decluttering their life down to the shelter where I volunteer. So people need your stuff. I mean, if you're you know, not using it anymore, just repurpose it to somebody else, or like Perla says, put it in a box, label it, just organize it. You don't have to get rid of it. But declutter. And the third thing that I want you to remember, if you have anything broken, just get rid of it. Repurpose it again, give it away, because anything broken breaks the chi. The chi is the energy of your home. It comes in many names in many cultures. Like in the Indian tradition over in India, they call it prana. In Japan, it's K-I. In Japan, C-H-I. In the Christian tradition, the Holy Spirit. In Star Wars, the Force. So it's all the same thing. In quantum physics, it's energy.
In Mexico, it's tequila. Oh, no, that's another
wait, slash. Perla's life, slash. Okay, yeah, that's it. So, speaking of tequila, Perla and I went, oh, my goodness, we are so old, but my dear, wonderful piano and guitar instructor, who I just adore so greatly, is getting his master's in music at the University of Texas in El Paso. His band signed a new label, so Perla and I and Barry went, and Barry bought it. Why did he buy his tequila shots like we're in college?
I don't know. I think he was trying to keep us awake.
I know, and I politely said, no, thank you. I love my tequila chilled. Okay, we're getting off the mark here. We only have 2 minutes left. So that, in a nutshell, is feng shui. And you can always email me with your questions, michelle@michellecromer.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @emichellecromer or Facebook. Where Am I Going? Facebook page. So that's feng shui. And next week is Mercury retrograde.
I can hardly wait to see what you find out about Mercury retro. I need to prepare for that.
Yes, I'm so excited about going to Boulder and meeting Deborah Silverman and seeing my friend Margaret. So this is Michelle Cromer.
I can't believe it's over.
I know. And who are you? Say your name.
We talked way too much. This is Perla Maldonado.
And we encourage you to think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and please, please, please be kind. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.